Hello, Lee, Lisa, and Tata. This is John Gibbons from Staffordshire, England. I'm all in. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Janet. I'm from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Canada. And I'm really trusting that I can be all in.
Hi, I'm Nancy from New Hampshire. Count me in.
Hi, Dr. Lee. I'm Vicki Holmes from North Platte, Nebraska, and I'm ready to go all in.
Hey, Dr. Lee. This is Peggy from Lenexa, Kansas, and I am so ready to go all in August.
Hi, Dr. Lee. This is Leanne from Pittsburgh, and I'm ready to go all in.
Hey, Dr. Lee. I'm Scott from Ohio. I, too, am all in.
Good morning, Dr. Warren, Lisa, and Tata. This is Lola from Danville, Kentucky, and you all are immeasurably grace to the life God has called me to live, and such a sense of family to me. Yes, I'm absolutely ready to go all in August.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, friend. I hope you're doing well. It is so great to be with you today. It's going to be an amazing day. It's not quite so hot. We got some friends in from out of town that we get to spend a little time with this weekend, and we are excited as we wrap up July and we get ready to go all in. Hey, I just played you a bunch of your contemporaries, your peers, your fellow podcast journeyers through life, people who are self-brain surgeons, people who are connected to understanding and committed to understanding how we can harness the power of our neuroscience and smash it into our faith to address our doubts and go all in this life so that we can do the most important thing, which is change our minds so we can change our lives. God's got a plan for us. He's got a plan for you, Brian. He's got a plan for you, Clay, Lola, Lisa, Leanne, everybody that's listening. He has a plan for you, a specific purpose and plan for you. And to get the most out of that, to finally live in the freedom and abundance that he's calling to you and calling you to in the midst of this hard life, there's only one thing you have to do. You have to start today and change your mind and get after it. So that's what we're going to do in August, right? We're going to understand that God doesn't call us to safe places to do easy things. He doesn't call us to just gut out our lives and die and hope that something better is coming. He's not calling us to that. He's called us to shine and reflect his light to this dark world, to help people see that there really is a rational basis. As Gordon Livingston, my friend, said before he passed away, he said, there's a rational basis for hope. There really is. There's a reason why it's reasonable for you to have hope, my friend, in this sometimes difficult and dark world. And that's why I played you all those clips. And listen, if you want to go all in August with us, if you want to, we're going to take 31 days, no replays, all new content, Lord willing, unless something happens in my practice or some emergency comes up, we're going to talk every day. And we're going to go all in all kinds of different ways in our lives, spiritual, relational, financial, work, physical, you know, fitness and health and all the different aspects and areas of our lives. We're going to go all in. And I want you for the next 2 days, July 30th and July 31st, just really think about some places in your life where you've been on autopilot, or where you know you've been underperforming, or where you know you've been dealing with a sin issue or a pride problem or some part of your life that you've been afraid to let the light of the Lord's love get in there and shine the light on it because it's messy and you don't want people to know about it, or you don't want him to even know. You don't even want to admit it to yourself. There's some part or some place that maybe you haven't been all in. And maybe it's time. Maybe it's just time, friend, to go all in. You know, we talked a few days ago about this idea of studying, and I first learned it in medical school. I would get highlighters of different colors, and I would create little codes for my brain. If I saw yellow, I knew it was about this. If I saw green, I knew it was about that. If I saw red, I knew it was about that. If I saw blue, I knew it was about this other thing. And so then I could scan a page quickly, and my brain would start putting things into categories. Okay, this is about the sympathetic nervous system, and that's about, you know, the gut, and that's about, then that's about orthopedics, and I would have all these little different things, so that then when I bumped into something on a test, my brain would almost trigger that color would flash before my eyes. I would say, okay, this is in that category, and that'll help me get to the right answer, right? So I learned how to study that way, and then I started applying it to Bible study, and I found that when you go back and you read your Bible and there's highlights in there, it really helps you get your brain on the right track of what's God trying to say to me here today, and then that starts filtering into your thought processes during the day. You see those little green lights or red lights or yellow highlights or whatever. And so the other day I told you, let's go to Proverbs, or let's go to Psalm 37 and do some red light, green light on that. And we talked about how there's a big red light every time it says, "Fret not yourself." Fret not yourself. Don't worry about stuff so much. Quit overthinking everything. Quit getting up in your head, because it just leads to evil. And so go to Psalm 37, and if you're on the Bible Gateway app, there's a pink highlighter that's kind of red, and there's a green highlighter that gives you that go sign. If you're on my version or some other version of the Bible app somewhere, they all have highlighters, and you can figure out how to use them, and you can usually log in and create an account and save your work, so when you go back to read that again, those highlights will be there. And you can do it with a paper Bible, too. It's okay to write in your Bible. God wants you to take notes. He wants you to highlight things and remember them and study them and chew on them, as Eugene Peterson said. Eat that book, because his word is good. It's power, it's prehab for when you run into hard things. So go back to Psalm 37 and see all those red lights and green lights. If you're listening on Substack, or if you read my newsletter on the Substack app, drleewarren.substack.com, you can actually see I posted a screenshot of my Bible Gateway page for Psalm 37, and you can kind of see an example of what that looks like back on that red light, green light episode. But I want to give you today two power verses that we're going to just over and over, going to beat it into our heads in August. Because if you have only two memory verses in your whole life, besides "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, whoever believed in him might have life," John 3:16, that's a verse you need to have memorized, because it's true. And I would also recommend John 10:10, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly." That's a power verse. But I want to give you two more that we're going to use in August, okay? I want you to have Psalm 37:5. This is what it looks like when you go all in. "Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act." If you find yourself asking your questions in life and say, "God, where are you? When are you going to show up? Why does this keep happening? Why do I feel this way? Why is my life so hard all the time?" Maybe it's because you haven't gone all in with him. He's standing there saying, "Hey, take my hand. I want to help you, but I can't drag you through it, friend. So commit your way to me. Trust me that I have a better plan for your life than you do. I made you, after all." It's like when you look at your little kids when they're little and they're making bad decisions, and you know they're getting ready to go out in that street and they're going to get hit by a car, and you just say, "You know what? No, that is not the plan you need to be on right now. I need to show you a different plan, a better plan," right? That's what God's saying here. Commit your way to me. Trust in me, and I will act. That's a promise. You ought to put a green highlighter on that verse. Psalm 37:5 is one of our power verses for the month of August, because we're going to go all in. Psalm 37:5, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act." And by the way, if you want to go all in and let me know, you want maybe your voice to show up on the podcast, just put it out there. "Hey, I'm committing to this. I'm committing my way to the Lord." Then send me a voicemail. Dr. Lee Warren, voicemail. The website is speakpipe.com, speakpipe, speak pipe, speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. And you can leave a voicemail. You can leave it right from your cell phone, from a web browser, in any place you can get to the internet. Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. It's free. Just record a few seconds. Don't make me, you know, have to bleep you. Send me something classy, but tell me who you are. Say, hey, I'm John from Nova Scotia, and I'm all in. That's all you have to say. You can say whatever you want. Leave me a message as long as you want, and I'll put part of it on the podcast if you are all in. So that's our verse, Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. That should be a green highlight. Now let me give you the other one. Over in Proverbs 3, I'm going to post this a picture of this in my newsletter tomorrow, drleewarren.substack.com, the newsletter. I'm going to post this verse here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This better be a green highlight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. You hear that, Tommy? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's a green light for you, friend. That's a power verse. That's a promise. He says, if you trust me, I will help you. If you acknowledge me, I will make the path better for you. I used to tell Kaylin, all our kids really, but Kaylin and I would have these conversations, and she would say, Dad, what should I do in this? And I would say, make a level path through it, darling. And there's two places in the Bible where he says, if you want to have a success, smooth out the path ahead of you. It doesn't mean that you're not going to trip and fall. It doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. It doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen or other people aren't going to perform. But if you're given a choice between the path A, that's a big, rocky, craggy, washed out, difficult traverse over dangerous ground with rivers you have to cross full of crocodiles and all that, that's one path you could take. Or there's another that's a smooth, well-lit, paved, you know, path through a safe neighborhood, and they both end up at the same place. A wise person would say, I'm going to take the safer path here because it's level and I'm not going to trip and fall and hurt myself or get abducted or get eaten by a crocodile or something. If you're given a choice, then take the path that's smoother. That's not the same as saying always take the easy road. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying when you have a choice about dating this person who has been in prison 27 times and, you know, has a drug addiction, or dating that person who is godly and working hard and has a good job and is a kind person with a good heart, and you're in, at the outset of choosing between these two people, it's generally safer and better and more level to choose the one who has a track record of good decisions and high productivity in their life, right? Not saying that there aren't good people on both paths. What I'm saying is, if you generally choose the level path, that's what the Bible says. Take a level path, because life's hard enough as it is. Don't make unforced errors, right? So here's our second power verse, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I got red lights and green lights all over the first 12 verses of Proverbs 3. I'll post that in my letter this week. There's just green and red all over the place, and that's a great little Bible study for you to do. Go to Proverbs 3 and do those first 12 verses and take your highlighter in green and red. Every time it says let not or do not, put a red highlighter. Be not wise in your own eyes. Do not forget my teaching. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Be weary of his reproof. Put red highlights on all of those. And on the green ones, let your heart keep my commandments. Peace will they will add to you. Find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord and all your ways acknowledge me. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Then your barns will be filled. He says, hey, give me your first and I'll give you more than you can imagine. It's a green light, right? So as we go into all in August, I want you to have some prehab, some power. So Psalm 37 and Proverbs 3, those are our two power verses. I'm going to put them in the show notes. And that's just how we're going to go all in, okay? We're going to go all in by finally deciding that our way is not the best way. His way is better. We're ready to see what he really has for us. So we're going to give him 31 days to say, hey, just keep your promises, God. If this is real, keep your promises for me. And we talked last week with Tuesdays, we talked about those missionaries. Mark Batterson's book, All In. By the way, I hope you're reading it. Check it out. Go to the library and get it. Buy it from Amazon. If you really want to go all in and you just can't afford it and you don't have a library and you can't find it and you can't figure out a way to get that book, I'll buy you one, okay? Within reason. There's a few people who just really need to read this book and can't afford it. Send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com. Lisa and I'll donate a few copies, okay? So I want you to read this book. It's going to change your life. There's going to be somewhat, and I don't mean that Mark Batterson is going to change your life, but the idea of going in with God all in, not holding back anymore, being willing to pack the coffin to take on your trip because you're not going back, being willing, like Elisha did, to burn the plow and sacrifice the oxen and eat them up so that your old way of life is no longer an option for you, Jerry. Sorry, Jerry. I'll keep picking on you about farming. Don't leave an option for you not to go all in. Make it impossible to do anything other than to pursue him because you've given up everything else that keeps you tethered to that old way of life that you know isn't working for you. To pack your coffin and get ready to go. Forget the idea that God wants your life to be safe and perfectly, you know, predictable and vanilla. That's not what he called you to. He called you to an exciting life of pursuing him and the things he has for you, the promises he has in store for you, Leanne, right? So I want you to think for the next couple of days about those places that you need to decide it's time to go all in. Jonathan Edwards was a American pastor in the 1700s, and he's kind of famous for a lineage of people that he taught and left behind, and ended up being buried at Princeton University. He went to school at Yale back when those were Christian colleges, basically. And he was the president of Princeton until he died in 1758. He wrote dozens of books. He was an inspirational, kind of one of the early inspirational authors. He was a writer. He was a pastor. He trained and inspired missionaries all over the world. And he kind of preached that famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, and was kind of responsible for the first revival in American history. But he has, among those people that he studied under him, there are 300 ministers and missionaries, 120 university professors, 60 authors, 30 judges, 14 college presidents, 3 members of Congress, and 1 vice president of the United States that were directly influenced, educated, trained, studied under, or mentored by Jonathan Edwards. That's a pretty good legacy, right? That's the kind of life that you can have, the kind of story you can tell when you go all in. And he had all that happen because of a defining moment when he made a decision to go all in. January 12th, 1723, Mark Batterson tells the story in the book. Jonathan Edwards made a written consecration of himself to God. He wrote it down. I'm going all in with you, God. Here's what he said. I made a solemn dedication of myself to God and wrote it down, giving up myself and all that I had to God to be for the future in no respect my own. He's basically saying, I'm not going to be my own person anymore. I'm going to go all in for God. To be for the future in no respect my own, to act as one that had no right to himself. Jonathan Edwards goes on, and solemnly vowed to take God for my whole portion and felicity, so for happiness. God's going to be his happiness, he says. God's going to be my portion. I'm looking on nothing else as any part of my happiness, nor acting if it were. He's saying, this world doesn't satisfy me. God does. I've tasted it. I've seen it. I've tried it. It doesn't work. I need something better, something bigger. I need to go all in with God. That's what Jonathan Edwards said on January 12, 1723. And his life went on to tell this story. Let me just tell you again, of the people that he influenced, for sure we can track 300 ministers and missionaries, 120 professors, 60 authors, 30 judges, 14 college presidents, 3 members of Congress, and 1 vice president came because Jonathan Edwards on January 12, 1723 said, I'm going all in. Now listen, friend, I'm not saying if you're 75 years old and you live in Canada, you may not have time to change your life on the arc that you will influence 300 people to become a story that they tell out into the future. But you know what you can do? You can make a relationship with your grandkid. And for the rest of your life, you can say, hey, let me show you what it looks like. Let me model for you kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids if you're old enough. Let me model for you what it looks like when you go all in with God, even later in life. If you're a young person and you say, you know what? I can see Instagram and Facebook and TikTok are not the way to find a fulfilled and happy life. I can see that these people that are screaming and yelling and offended all the time and they can't find truth and they don't understand what's happening, this generation that I'm in needs some leaders to step up and say, you know what, that's not the way. It's being offended all the time and being demanding my rights and my way all the time. That's not the way for the society to get better. It's not the way to live a life that means anything. And maybe if you're younger and you're hearing this, maybe you say, I'm going all in. I'm going to help change my culture for good again. I'm going to help change my country for good again. Maybe I'm going to go into politics and try to be a light instead of another screaming voice in the darkness. Maybe going all in for you looks like it's time to go back to church, friend. Maybe it's time to finally get your spending under control and honor God with your finances so that he can keep his promises to you to take care of you. Maybe it's time to stop buying alcohol. Maybe it's time to get your fitness in order finally. Maybe it's time to honor him with your diet and with your behavior on the internet. Maybe it's time to send that message to your sister that you've been estranged from, that you guys had a fight. And in fact, there's a listener who writes in from time to time. Their parents died, and the estate has been a battle for the siblings for the last year. That they're just tearing each other apart. They can't get together. They can't agree on how they're going to divide the assets. And she writes in all the time and says, pray for my family. This is killing us. Like, we just, several of the siblings just can't get together. Maybe all in for you means sending that text message or making that phone call and saying, hey, I'm sorry. I've been greedy. You know, I've been stingy. I'm wrong about this. I need to relent. Or maybe it's a fight that you had with your dad 6 months ago, and y'all haven't talked, and you haven't seen he hasn't seen the grandkids. Maybe it's time to say, hey, I'm sorry. Let's go all in and repair this relationship. Maybe it's time finally to stop clicking on Instagram every night before you fall asleep and hold your wife's hand and have a conversation and pray together. In fact, I can tell you, if you're not praying with your spouse, if you're not committing to break through that uncomfortable moment and say, let's pray about this morning and night, that will change your life and will change your relationship. Your marriage will get better if you start praying together. I promise you, your marriage will get better. Get past the discomfort and the awkwardness and just do it. Just pray together. Lisa and I might demonstrate that on the podcast sometime, what it looks like for a married couple to pray together. That might be a good idea. Write me and let me know if you think that sounds like an interesting, useful tool to help you. I'm just saying, there's some part of your life, and you know it. It's not a secret. It's not a surprise. There's some place where you know you need to go all in, friend. There's several places that I'm going all in. Lisa and I are talking about it. There's some things. Every year we come up to this idea and we're like, you know, I'm still struggling. I'm circling around this same problem. It's just time to go all in. So I want you to get the book. If you just can't figure out how to get a copy of it, send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com. I'll send you a copy, a few. I can't send thousands of them, can't afford it. But I can afford to help a few people. If you really, truly can't do it, then send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com. Lisa and I will provide a book for you, okay? A Kindle copy of the book. We can send you an email from Amazon with a gift card for that. So just a few of you, if you really, really need it and you can't get it from the library or somebody else, I'll be happy to do that for you, because I believe that this book will change your life. It'll change the arc of your family's generations. It'll change your culture locally with you and your family and your friends. And if you really go all in, it'll make the world a better place. I really believe it. You got two Bible verses I want you to put green lights on. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And then Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act. These are our power verses. Send me your all in moment, your decision. I'm ready to go all in. Send it to me. speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. If you're not getting the newsletter, drleewarren.substack.com. DrLeeWarren.substack.com. Check it out, okay? We need to be connected, and we need to go through All in August together. We're going to. We're going to have a theme song. The current theme song I'm thinking of is Forward by Tommy Walker. I played it for you before. I'm going to play it at the end of this episode, and we may have more than one song during the month, but I'm going to bring you this a few times because I want this little song to be running through your head I'm going forward. I'm going forward. It's time to stop looking back. It's time to stop tripping over things we could see if we were looking ahead, because we were, had our head turned and we were looking backwards in regret and shame or doubt or guilt or fear of things in the past. And we're going to stop doing that. We're going to go forward in August because we're all in. Friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind. I'm going all in. Lisa's going all in. Tata's going all in. We are going all in. We got one more day. Tomorrow we're going to talk about streaks, the neuroscience of what happens when you start stacking up little habits and successes each day and how your brain begins to build momentum. And we're going to talk about that to kind of clear the deck for our thought processes as we go into all in August. But today I want you just to think about the places where you need to go all in. And you can share them with me or not, but all I really need to hear from you is, hey, Dr. Lee, I'm all in. I'm going all in. Tell me where you, who you are, where you're from. Let's hear from you. Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Here's Tommy Walker's song, Forward. Remember, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind. It's all in August in 2 days. It's time to go. It's time to get after it. And the good news is, say it with me, you can start today.
Straight ahead, believe in what you've said, Lord, that you're gonna be with me no matter what life brings out. Staying where it's safe, but there's so much I'm gonna miss if I don't leave this old familiar place. Oh, troubles, I know they'll come, but I believe, Lord, you'll make a way. As I take each step of faith, you're gonna lead me by your grace.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.